Coach, congratulations. What a ball game here this evening. And your team really came out, took it to them really on the opening two drives in that ball game, the 99-yard drive, and then you get the big score right before half. Just kind of reflect back on this ball game.
You know, the 99-yard drive, just trying to get the ball out of your own end zone. Mm-hmm. You know, make a couple plays, had a couple really nice blocks to, get the runner into the secondary. And then, of course, from there, had a couple pass plays, I believe, also.
Well, defense won you a championship here once again here tonight, here sectional championship, that is. And, taking the punches there from Conway Springs all night long, they had those long 10, 15-play drives all night, it seemed like, and you guys found a way to dig deep on fourth down a lot and did a good job of slowing them down on fourth and long as well.
Well, we talked about, a couple things. Number one's heart, and number two is composure. We knew we weren't going to stop them, every series, and knew we weren't going to go three and out. Very often it's just, number one, field position where they can't go for it on fourth down. And the second thing is, have a short memory. If something bad happens one play, come back the next play and play as hard as you can and make something happen for the positive.
Once again, Scott City Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. The line putting together a pretty nice, solid performance once again tonight. Facing a bigger team here, and that can pay dividends down the road here in the next ball game. But how about the continuity in the line really opening up some pretty good big holes to run?
Well, they did a super job. We put in a different formation and try to, kind of fool them early, but that they adjusted, pretty quick to that and went back to the – basically the bread and butter with the double tight, double wing, and try to run some tackle belly action. And, Wyatt Kropp and Sloan both carried the ball off, real well off those plays. And, then we had enough on the passing game to, kind of keep them off their toes. And then, going back to that drive right before half, Trey made a nice read and come back to probably second or third choice on it as far as the play goes and got warned for a big one. And then we, completed another one, of course, for the touchdown.
Some solid passing there once again by Trey tonight and under some duress at times as well. That last touchdown pass was a beauty once again to Chris Pounds, and you guys get the win here in Conway Springs 20-7. Well, next week you get to host Beloit, and of course they'll be coming in undefeated, and it should be another fine opponent for the Beavers.
Yeah, the best team we'll play up to this point. So, Beloit has a super team, and the difference probably between Beloit and a lot of teams is just how many exceptional speedy guys they got. Of course, everybody has athletes, but, they have the extra speed to go with, those type of runs. And, they've put up basketball-type numbers as far as on their offense, and their defense very aggressive. So, it's going to take a lot of work to get to where we need to be.
Well, the nice thing is we'll get them in Scott City next week. And, Coach, once again, appreciate you coming back coming up here post-game. And enjoy the win, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.